Son, shit, y'all ready? I hope y'all are. Here's a weird, I ain't gonna front, here's a weird question. Do you ever think Native Americans had slaves? Hey, newsflash, they did. I'm sorry, I even kind of like threw myself off when I went, I felt like I was on one of those YouTube videos. I felt like I was on a PBS show where you expected some music to, or a Muppet or a cartoon to pop up. This is an audio. You couldn't even see the face I made. Anyway, with that being said, yes, Native Americans had slaves. Crazy, right? It is. I know. So crazy that when I was on my show, and I actually said that on the show, I get a message. And I'm pretty sure they must have went back and heard the show when I posted it. But anyway, I get the message. And dude is like, that can't be true. You have to be lying. That doesn't even make sense. How would that even, you know? And I go, we have a nice little go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I think after he sent that, I responded a good two to three times. He responded 3 to 4 times. And then his last response, I just realized he's not accepting a sad reality of American history. And that is, black people were not seen as human at all. You know what I'm saying? We were seen as objects. We were seen as pets. We were seen as tools. We weren't seen as humans. And no matter how evil and vicious and destructive Americans have been to Native Americans, and trust me, if we talk about genocide, if you can find the true history of indigenous people within just these two continents, North America and South America, and you look at what's left, that is a horrifying sight. That, to look at that, is just, it's heartbreaking on a humanity level. You know what I'm saying? But they were still, even as savage, if they were viewed as savages, they were still seen as human to be negotiated with. And somehow, five tribes had slaves. Crazy. Crazy. That's the kind of stuff we do, man. That's how I get down. I'm whispering right now, because it ain't even supposed to go down like that. Word. Back up. Anyway, this is how we get down, man. Enjoy the show. Do your history. Like, as I told my man, like, do your research. He hit me back a few days later, like, it's cool. Trust me. If I say something, I think I'm right. You know what I'm saying? I try to make sure I'm a little more accurate than just sprouting out some joints. It's like blue, blue, blue. You know what I mean? I think I know what I'm talking about. Don't let the vernacular, the mannerisms, and the accent, and the broken language, you know what I'm saying, broken English, deter you from thinking that I have no idea what I'm speaking about. I do not need to sound like Roscoe Brown for you to believe me. Trust me on that. You know what I'm saying? I could sound like this and still be making my points. Point. Boom. Checkmate. You know what I mean? Anyway, do your research out there and enjoy.
I'ma go to a higher level on it right now. Yo, give me that track right there. Yeah.
Yes, 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 hey, I know, I went way too long. It was like, I ain't know where to stop at. Live, man, that's what happens when you live, man. L-U-L-I-L-V-E-E, that sound like one of the Spanish joints we be watching. L-V-E-E, and any, I'm sorry, if you're Spanish and you hear me, you're like, he ain't said one word, I really didn't. Nah, sue me. Anyway, hey, this is how we get down. Ah, oh, man, it's funky up in here. More so figuratively than literally, because I was out balling before the game. I mean, before the show, and my kid beat me, but that's a whole other thing. And it was raining, so it was what it was. I've tried to, like, make an excuse, you know. I slipped a couple of times. But we here, man. We here. Salute to Reggie. He was all over the place, which had me like, yo, I'm going to go all over the place a little bit. You know, it's, what we do, man? This is how we get down. What else I got to say before we get it back into a lot of this other stuff? Oh, so check this out. We at the park, right? Bring the beat back. Bring the beat back. We at the park, right? And, I forgot how, yo. Anyway, we at the park. And these this old white couple get out the car. My girl was like, yo. So she sat up, because she was in the ride while we was on the court. So she sat up, and they started, like, click, 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 every few steps. Click, click. I'm like, yo, we need to go somewhere real fancy. And just, like, randomly, like, every time we see, like, people, like, certain people just get out of the car and stare at them. Like, just stare, like, just, like, eyeball until they look back and then, bleep, bleep. Just keep, and keep staring at them, too. Bleep, bleep. Bleep, bleep. You know, then go up in nice stores, dress kind of like you might work there, and then just walk up, may I help you? May I help you find something? And just, what? And then just eyeball them, and then they be like, yo, do you work here? Just thought I'd be on some, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, this is what we do. Also, happy birthday to Play from Kid and Play. My man is like 59. 59. He was born in 1962. Like, that is crazy. That is like 60. He was a, like, you know how Chuck be like, I was a grown man before I got a record deal. Play was a grown man before he got a record deal. 62. Like, he was the civil rights movement. Like, he probably got hosed down one time or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, I want to go there. Shut up. Got some water splashed on him. Might have been the little dude who did the flip. You ever see? Hey, will anybody ever say that was them who did the somersault joint, the twirl, when the water hit him on the old joint? Like, when you're a kid and you're ignorant, and you just laugh at stuff like that, you're like, oh my God, he did a flip. Did you see that? You know what I'm saying? Like, then you realize, like, yo, that looked like that hurt. Then you get old and be like, man, that's messed up what they did to our people. But when you're young, you're just like, yo, did you see the flip he did? That would have knocked him down. You know, it's beautiful when you grow up. That's all I'm saying. Like, when you're a kid, they don't even do them commercials. Like, they do them, but they don't do them. Like, remember when we was kids, they'd have the Africa commercial with the flies all up on the kids. It's just like, yo, that's, and you felt so bad for them. Then now you, like, when you see Africans and they just be acting like that ain't never happened. And you're like, yo, was you ever see? Be like, yo, was that you in the 80s with the flies on you? No, we have no flies in Africa. Come on, man. They got flies everywhere. You ain't no flies in Africa. We have no flies in Africa. I mean, I know y'all ain't got no deodorant, but no flies? Come on, man. Y'all get all prideful and stuff. Was that y'all walking around, like, in grits and oatmeal with your dirty feet? With, like, what was that, like, potato sacks on? We have real clues in Africa. I ain't what I saw in the 80s, man. Y'all was out here looking bad, dog. Like, just, you know what I mean? Whatever. Then y'all acting all like the world yours, whatever, man. But it is what it is, man. This is what we do. This is how we get down. Live at the Oasis. Legal Crime Radio. Hot Vibes Radio. Just out here feeling good, man. Doing what we do. It's Saturday, and it's like in the 70s out here. I don't know how it is out there where y'all at, but it's like the 70s out here. It feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Some people had to actually put some shoes on to walk outside, feel good. You know what I'm saying? They had to really put their wig joint, hit their wig game up before they walked out the door. That's what I'm talking about. Like, yo, word. This is, you know what I'm saying? Brothers had to really You know what I'm saying? Dress up. The hoodie walked out the door. It's official right now. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, what else we got going on? We're definitely gonna still do the black history joint, which is gonna be dope, by the way. I ain't even gonna get back to music and try to come back because we ain't got that much time, so I'm gonna just get into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just riding with this beat right here. This is so dope. Woo! But anyway, what we got going on? What else I was about to say? Saturday, man. It's just, I saw the Black Widow joint yesterday. I'm gonna tell y'all now, like, you can't say, like, MCU movies are like LeBron James. You say anything negative there, and Beyonce, you say anything negative, people will come out the woodworks and, like, curse your whole family. You know what I'm saying? But, being honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, that joint's about a 5. It ain't that, I don't even, there's not one memorable moment of that movie. I remember the plot, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Loki dope, though. If you watch Loki. What else we got going on? We get into this black moment, because this joint right here, it's going to be crazy and mind-blowing. So that's why I'm like, I'm trying to get myself up, because it's a lot of, and this goes back to, what's that joint they call critical race theory or whatever. Which, again, it's more like white people getting mad because their ancestors were totally wrong all across the board, and history shows that, and they're like, you want to try to change history? It wasn't as bad as you think. Whatever. But anyway, let's do what we do. You know how we do. And once again, let's take it from the top. Take it from the top. Bring the whole joint in, too. Like, yeah. This moment in black history. This the black voice, right? This the black voice when you be watching like Soul Train and they be like, McDonald's gives to the United Negro Fund in honor.
Hold on, bring this girl back.
In honor of Frederick Douglass, we present the hot cone.
You know what I'm saying?
In honor of Harriet Tubman, Nike presents the runaway sneaker. Yes. Extra traction for those times in the mud. And when you need them, they will glow to let the abolitionists know that you are who you say you are.
I ain't got no more people that could be out here. Oh, here we go.
Black History presents a black moment. Presented by Aunt Jemima and Miss Butterworth. Breakfast ain't breakfast without two black people at your table. Then you're like, Miss Butterworth like,
child, you better put me on them pegs. Hey, why did they have Miss Butterworth like sound so sassy back in the day? Like, she just was like, don't act like you don't want to get diabetes. Like, mean, anyway, let's get back to what we do.
Yo, I'm out here bugging, man. Let's go. I'm waiting for this joint now. Now I need to come in, and it ain't coming in. Yo, what? I sound like I'm about to spit some bars or something, too. Like, yeah, I'm about to spit bars, son. Anyway, here's a crazy, let me turn this down a little more. Anyway, this is a crazy piece of black history. Piece of black history that people don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? And that's Indians, Native Americans, having black slaves. You heard me? Word. It was like 5 tribes during the days before the Revolutionary War and right before the Civil War. Like that whole time frame before we became, like when it was 13 colonies and 13 states to the Civil War. Native Americans had slaves. That is crazy.
five tribes that really had it going on like that, that you can know about. The Cherokee, they held the most slaves in the 1800s, early 1800s, like 1809. You know what I'm saying? By 1835, they had 1,600 slaves. 1,600. That's the Cherokee. You know, the one everybody love to claim that they mama is. Oh my, back, especially when I was growing up. Before I, like, by the time, like, I got to an adult, people started saying they was Puerto Rican. They was mixed with Spanish. But back, like, when I was a kid, everybody had Indian in their family. And they had nothing else going on but Cherokee. Yeah, I think my grandmama is one-third Cherokee. Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then you had the Chickasaw. They had some joints going on. You know what I'm saying? That's great. And they actually conducted their joints with, they traded their, for their slaves. They traded deer for their slaves. You know what I'm saying? You had the Choctaw. I don't know who they are, man. I ain't never heard of that. They somewhere out in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? The deep, deep Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Around the 1840s, they had slaves. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. This is crazy stuff. The Creek had slaves. You know what I'm saying? They more so like, yo, we want the they were an Appalachian tribe. They more so wanted the women. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you like, yo, I got, yeah, that's how that happened. The Seminole, they had a, you know what I'm saying? They had their thing going on too, like out down south. They was locking joints down. Like when people were trying to get the refuge in the 17 joints, when I was talking about the St. Mose. Like if you didn't get through that and you messed around and got caught out there in Florida, you know what I'm saying? With the Spanish people, the Native Americans did a trade with them. It's crazy joints, B. This is crazy. Yo, so, like, I don't even know if I hit five. I hit four at least, right? Maybe. But anyway, it's just crazy. That's a piece of history nobody tells us about. And during the Tears of Trail, the Trail of Tears, where they basically made the Native Americans move, Native Americans actually had their slaves transported to their reservation or destinations back in those days. Crazy. They called them chattel or something like that. Just traded them all back and forth and whatever. Cause like we were objects. They were the enemy. Actually, let me take y'all back even further. Before blacks were slaves, they tried it with Native Americans. Matter of fact, if you take it even further back than that, when Christopher Columbus went to the Caribbeans, like I think Haiti, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, somewhere around it, that was where they landed first, up in that area. There was a peaceful tribe. They ravished them, they killed the men, murdered most of the men, kept the children, raped the women, brought most of them back on the ship, took them back to Spain, and with their crops and stuff, try to have them do the same thing and grow and boom, boom, boom. Which is where you get the decree thing from the church in Spain and Italy, where they're like, yo, if they're not Christian, if they do not serve the same God as us, then it is only right that we take over their land. You know what I'm saying? So they go back, and many of them went back, and not just with the Christopher Columbus, but now you got the whole, everybody, you know, the three ships, though, you know, and they go back and they see these Native Americans, and they try to actually enslave them. So it works for about a week or so, and they escape somebody, you know, because they live there. So it's like, yo, boom, they make escapes, and they whole tribe pick up like gypsies and move a little further away so they don't get messed with. Can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't get your thing going like that. Africans, like Native Americans, like the Asians, and many other people, have no problem growing their food, have no problem hunting their food, have no problem getting it in like that. So it was only natural to bring the Africans, because where they gonna run? They're not, they can't even begin to get back home. Boom. So that became a thing, and with that, you now demoted the humanity of a black person to nothing more than a tool
an animal or whatever. And now, at least in this aspect, you're looking at your enemy as a peer, and oh, what do you have to offer? And like I said, someone was offering food, someone was offering like how to do this and such, offering land. Yeah, we'll take, you know. Now, some of them treated them right, some of them didn't. Boom, it is what it is. But that's a wild piece of history, man. That's a wild piece of history that nobody really talks about. That Native Americans had slaves all the way up until the Civil War. All the way up until it was abolished. Native Americans, you know what I'm saying? You ain't seeing that in no John Wayne film where he's like, ride him cowboy and give me my Negroes. You don't see that up on that joint. They ain't, you know, they ain't, or you know, like, that ain't even, don't even throw that in the mix. All we ever knew when we was growing up was like, yeah, sometimes we was in the struggle with them. And by the way, let me take that, let me make this clear. There were Native American tribes who did help black people escape from slavery. There was one out there where I'm from in Virginia, right around the Chesapeake Bay between Chesapeake and Norfolk and all that. He was actually killed, 18 something. I gotta look that name up, but him and his people were actually helping a lot of people escape, you know what I'm saying, in the early 1800s. So, yo, they were definitely tribes that got down like that. This is what we do, man. This is how I get, yo, don't believe, like, I ain't gonna say don't believe me, but, yeah, man, do your own research, look it up. It's crazy, it's wild. And as always, man, do the knowledge, know your history. This is how we get down. We're gonna get back into some music, because I feel like I done talk too much, and sometimes, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I could talk knowledge type joints all day and just be on some wild stuff and then start, end up in a weird place with a story and not know where I'm at. But anyway, we're gonna get back to this music and do what we do. We got like 30 minutes or so to rock out, less than 30 minutes. Let's go. Live, get at me on Google, check me out. I'm everywhere and nowhere at once. I know some people bugging and they say my style whack, but I know they all fronting cause they wanna be black. Caesar. Okay, anyway, I'm playing. Let's go, man.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.